Chatter Dasha Ram Govinda to chart it out. She today, Goswami said, having thus appealed to Lord Krishna, Mother Surabhi performed his bathing ceremony with her own milk, and Indra, ordered by Aditi and other mothers of the demigods, anointed the Lord with heavenly Ganga water from the trunk of Indra's elephant carrier, Ayurveda. Thus, in the company of the demigods and great sages, Indra coronated Lord Krishna, the descendant of Dasharatha, and gave him the name Govinda. Shri Chaitanya Vishnu Stantanya Mukhine Swayamunda Kadavaya Tadati 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 Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I just left Vrindavan yesterday and come here because this Govardhan Puja festival is really an extremely important occasion. And of course, Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day festival is also extremely important. So, as much as possible, we try to be here to participate in the function, in all the different festivities to commemorate this wonderful occasion. Shishi Radha Radhanan Ki, Shri Giri Govardhan Ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. This is a very important occasion. Actually, the whole month, of course, is very important as the month of Dhamada. And so, we should all try and participate tomorrow, particularly as much as we can. Tomorrow, of course, is Monday. It's a very auspicious day to get sick. If you get sick enough, you'll get great spiritual benefit. And Lord Krishna, go downhill, will give you his blessings. What then your employer may say that we cannot predict, but if at all possible, try to participate. The main program, of course, as I think you all know, the main program will be at 10 o'clock. And everyone is encouraged to cook, isn't it? Everyone is encouraged to cook something to be offered to go downhill. What time would they need to have those things here by then? 11. Please cook something if you can and bring it for the pleasure of Govardhanyo, for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. Generally all these things like cooking for Krishna in the form of the deity, particularly the installed deity, the opportunity to do this does not come unless one has really been practicing Krishna consciousness very seriously for some time, and as a result one has become initiated, and second initiated actually, and then only really can one cook the the installed deities. But tomorrow, Govinda governs Krishna. He's in a very merciful mood on this very auspicious day, so if you cook something and bring it, then he will accept it. So if you can do that, please cook and bring it by 11. And what other things? Maybe that was it. Okay, mainly that. Maybe cooking and coming by 10 or 11. And the main function will begin at 10 with goat puja. Okay. We'll be worshipping the cows. And that will be followed by all the Govardhan Parikrama. Yes. So around 10:30, we will all go on Govardhan Parikrama and visit all the sacred pastime places of the Lord. This is very, very wonderful and very important. To go on Govardhan Parikrama. So please come along and take part in everything. So here we read these prayers spoken by the Surabhi cow on behalf of all the cows there in Vrindavan. We should not think that the cows in Vrindavan particularly in those days, we should not think that they're just some animals, but they're all very great personalities. And indeed, Srila Jiva Goswami, our great Acharya, he says in his commentary on Brahma Samhita that the cows who were here with Krishna 5,000 years ago in Vrindavan, they were all liberated souls who descended to this world to give their mercy to the fallen conditioned souls, which means us. Out of their mercy they descended to participate in the Lord's pastimes and to give their mercy to people like ourselves. So they're offering very nice prayers here to Krishna, who has just saved them, and who has just saved everyone in Vrindavan. I think you all know the story of the lifting of Govardhan Hill well enough by now, although of course repetition of a good thing is good, Srila Prabhupada would say. Repetition of a good thing is good. So tomorrow of course we'll go through all these things in detail. But here, Mother Surabhi, on behalf of all the cows, she is offering their gratitude and appealing to them, to him, please, you become our Indra. Indra means king or lord and master, like this. Up until that time, Indra himself, Lord Indra, the demigod, was considered the lord of the cows. In fact, that very Surabhi cow herself was residing with Indra on the heavenly planet. So Indra was considered the lord of the cows, but then he unleashed that terrible attack on Vrajnandana, devastating attack, and including on the cows. It was very terrible. He was trying to kill everyone and everything and just totally destroy Vrindavan, and particularly Krishna, who he felt had insulted him. So the cows, they all had to run to Krishna and take shelter for fear of their lives. And Krishna protected them by lifting Govardhan on the little hand of his little finger, his left hand, and holding Govardhan ill there for 7 days and 7 nights. So of course it is a long story. It's a very long story, and there are many different aspects and facets and different lessons we can learn from the story. But the thing which the surrounding cow, which the cows learned, is that we should depend on Krishna. So therefore they appealed to Krishna, "You become our Indra." And then immediately Lord Indra himself, as we read, he named Krishna Govinda, which means, Go means the cows, and Indra is an abbreviated form of the word Indra. So it means the Lord of the cows. So even though Indra himself was the one specifically who offered the name that here, we will call you Govinda, but it was on the request of the cows. The cows had already said that. And so in fact, it is really attributed to the cows that the cows named Krishna Govinda. And this was the first time that the name Govinda was used for Krishna. First time. So it's very, very special occasion, very wonderful occasion. And this whole festival is a very wonderful festival. In the commentaries, we find in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described there that Krishna, before this pastime took place, in the days and weeks leading up to this pastime taking place, Krishna was looking forward to it. Krishna was looking forward to it because it is a very special pastime and he knew it was going to happen. So he was feeling that I can't wait. I want this pastime to happen because it's so relishable and so deep. It is pastime of the lifting of Govardhan Hill. Lord Krishna is able to reciprocate and interact with all the devotees in all the different relationships simultaneously. You know, generally in the pastimes of Krishna, he is performing pastimes in a certain situation with one group of devotees, then in another situation with another group of devotees, and then in some other place with another group of devotees. This is how the pastimes of the Lord are going on. So when Krishna is at Nandagram, for example, generally he is having loving exchanges with the devotees who are in the parental mood. Generally, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they are the main devotees in the parental relationship with Krishna. And then when Krishna takes the cows out, along with the cowherd boys, every morning, so they go out into the fields and forests, and maybe those pastimes are focusing around the cowherd boys. So they have house times in the friendly room, Jeppan. They have house times in Sakyarasa, or that friendly type of relationship. Of course, the cows are there, and they're generally in a sort of like neutral type of mood. So the two relationships are going on, but still, the main type of activity, the main type of relationship, is the friendly relationship. And then Krishna, a little later on in the morning, Krishna goes to Radha Kund. And at Radha Kund, he meets with Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And that place, that is the place of the conjugal pastimes. So generally it's happening like this. Different places or different circumstances, different situations. And the Lord is interacting with a certain group of devotees, then another situation, another group of devotees. This is how the pastimes work, usually. But in this Govardhana Leela, Lord Krishna is interacting with all the devotees of all the different types of relationships. At one time, there we can see on the wall, just to the left of the pillar which is closest to me, there we can see Lord Krishna. It's just a portion of the painting, which is of Krishna holding Govardhana Hill on the little finger of his left hand. But there you can see some cows are there. It looks like, is that a cowherd boy in the front? Or is it a cowherd girl? It's a boy. Cowherd boy right in the foreground. Then, immediately in front of Krishna, there are some gopis, some of the young cowherd girls. Then on our right of Krishna, looks like Nanda Maharaj and Nanda Yashoda, parental devotees. And so like this, all the different devotees and all the different relationships, they're all there with Krishna in this Govardhana Leela. And everything is focused, so strongly focused. And Krishna is relishing this simultaneous exchanges with all these devotees and all the different relationships, simultaneously, 24 hours a day for 7 days and 7 nights. They were not looking at their watches and wondering what time will Prasad be. But rather, they were gazing on Krishna and they were receiving nourishment simply through their eyes, through that loving internal type of exchange. They were receiving nourishment through their eyes. So for 7 days and 7 nights, they didn't feel hungry, they didn't feel thirsty, they didn't feel tired, but they were simply relishing all the time. Srila Prabhupada made this point that, in fact, on many occasions Srila Prabhupada made the point that if you want to understand whether you are advancing or not, or to what degree you may be advancing like that, then what should you look out for? Well, different people might try to answer that question in different ways, but what Srila Prabhupada said was that if you're really making some progress in Krishna consciousness, then you will find that through your absorption in devotional service and your engagement in Krishna conscious activities, that you will be able to sleeping. Eating and sleeping, and of course mating and defending, these are like the fundamental material urges, fundamental material attractions. And even on a certain level, they're fundamental material needs. At least eating and sleeping, they're needs in the most fundamental basic sense. For everyone who has a material body, mating, well, that's also a very strong drive. But still, eating and sleeping, they are more essential. They have to be there every day. Otherwise, quickly your life will be finished. But mating and defending, even though they're strong drives, but we're not as dependent on them as we are on eating and sleeping. So if we're really making some progress in Krishna consciousness, then we will find that our interest in eating and sleeping will wane. It will reduce. As one devotee said one time, that as you become absorbed in devotional service, and you're getting more and more pleasure from it, at every step, every day, then it is not exactly that you will give up eating and sleeping in the sense of rejecting them or renouncing them, like in making some conscious effort to rid yourself of them. But the devotee said, in due course you will find that they will leave you. They will leave you. Means you will find that you are just not thinking about these things the way you were. And you're not feeling dependent on those things the way you were. So then you're making progress. So in other words, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were very advanced in Krishna consciousness. You know, we may say, someone may say that advancement means to develop love for Krishna. And so on like that, which is true. Excuse me. Before that love for Krishna comes, then through the gradual development of Krishna consciousness, one will lose interest in material existence. So they did that. And Krishna also, he was showing no interest at all in eating or sleeping. Or doing anything. He was simply standing there holding the hill and looking around. That's all he was doing. He was not talking hardly. He was certainly not going anywhere, moving. He was simply standing and looking. And in this way, just through looking at the devotees, and then looking at him, and him seeing, well, they say, the face is the index of the mind. So, simply by looking at their faces, which were just overflowing, showing so much their moods of affection for him. So the exchanges of love were going on in those ways. Hardly anyone was saying anything. Occasionally, but hardly anyone was saying anything. But rather just looking, standing and looking for 7 days and 7 nights. So this is a favorite pastime of Krishna's, one of the great, great favorites. And tomorrow performing the Govardhan Puja, there are different stories. We'll tell some of them tomorrow. There are different stories about Govardhan Hill, how Govardhan Hill came to be as it is. If you go there, I was there a few days ago. If you go there, then you see it's not a very big hill, it's small, but it's not high. Previously, the Govardhan Hill was so high that the horses of the sun god, when they would be pulling the sun on the chariot of the sun god, they're pulling the sun all around the universe as they do every day. Then in the middle of the day, when they pass over Vrajmandala, they would stop at the top of Govardhan Hill and eat the grass off the top of Govardhan Hill. So how high, how far from this planet is the sun? According to the scientists, 93 million, is it? 93 million miles, or something. Is that the moon or is that the sun? That's the sun. Okay, so 93 million miles. I don't know if they measured it or I don't think they've been there yet. But anyway, whatever, it's a long way. But Govardhan Hill is so high. Of course, we cannot see the chariot of the sun god, and we cannot see those horses, because our eyes are too sort of gross, really. Our eyes are not able to perceive finely enough to see many things, and certainly to see those things. But this is what would happen. They would stop at the top of Govardhan Hill and eat the grass from the top of the hill. But then, so, Govardhan Hill shrank. So there's one story concerning Palastya Muni. There's one saintly person named Palastya Muni. And he was living near Kashi, current-day Benares. And that area is very flat. So this Palastya Muni, he thought, I need a hill. Interesting idea. I need a hill, I think I'll go and get one and bring it and come, as they say in Chatsworth. I'll bring it and come, take it and go, and bring it and come to Chatsworth. No, to Barabasan. That's what I'll do. So he went down to Vindhya, down to South India, to an area which is called Vindhya, and in Vindhya, in that region, there are the Vindhya Hills, and headed by Vindhya himself, he is the king of those hills, and there are many hills, they're all the children of Vindhya, And one of them was Govinda. He is the son of Vindhya, the king of those hills of South India. So Palastrivinaya approached Vindhya and said, "Wouldn't you like to give me one hill? You've got so many. You can spare one, can't you?" So it's a little bit of a long story, but Vindhya eventually said, "Okay, you can take Govinda." So Palastri spoke to Govinda and said, "Right, come with me." And Govinda said, "Well, I'm happy here. I don't really want to go." So some back and forth was there. And in the end, Govinda said, "Well, all right. My father has agreed, so I have to do it." And he said that, "I will go with you, but only on one condition. That you have to carry me above the ground. If you put me down anywhere, I'll stop there, and I'm not going to move, and that's it." And Palastri said, "Fine, okay, no problem." So then Palastri was carrying her downhill. And all the way back to Varanasi from South India, they passed through Rajmandala. And Govinda knew, "This is my place, this is where I belong." And he wanted to stay there, but how to arrange it? So by his mystical power, Govinda made Palastya Muni suddenly feel himself overcome by a great, irresistible call of nature. And it was so much like that he forgot all about the agreement they had, and he just put Govinda hill down, just happened to be in the right place. And then he went and obeyed the call of nature and came back and said, "Okay, let's go." But Govinda said, "No. You remember our deal. If you put me down, I'll stay. So you put me down." Anyway, despite the fact that they had an agreement and it was a deal and all, you know, official like that, Palastri still got angry and cursed Govinda, "You will shrink by the size of one mustard seed every day. Until, in the course of Kali Yuga, you disappear." Now, can I ask a technical question? We should have Auntie now take it. Yes. Soon as I finish. Okay, well, we can just finish this little narration. Shishi Radharana Sri Chidamba Shri Gediyavadan Ki. Yes, so despite the fact that it was an agreement, Palastri Muni still cursed him like that. So now we're going to go with us at the highest point, maybe 60 or 80 feet above the surrounding ground anymore. There's another story behind that. We'll tell you that tomorrow during our Govardhan Parikrama. And that other story, it sounds to me like more authoritative. Well, it's coming from Rupa Goswami. Because I mean, the first time I saw Govardhan Hill was 1976, March. And so that was 30 years ago and 6 months or so. And 30 times 365 is, what is it, 10,000, 10 or 11,000 mustard seeds If you stack 10 or 11,000 mustard seeds on top of each other, even though of course they are very small, but 10 or 11,000 of them, if you were able to, it would be some height, wouldn't it? I mean, it wouldn't just be something like that, but it would be some meters, perhaps, or something like that. So I've been going there for 30 years. I haven't seen them as shrinking. But anyway, that's the story, a story. So yes, go to Kambuja tomorrow. Please come at 10 or at the latest 11 with your offerings. Boga offerings, and they'll be offered to Govardhan Hill. And we'll have a wonderful Govardhan Puja festival. So, this is the program. 7:30 in the morning, greeting of the deities in their new outfit. 7:45 will be class. 10 a.m. Go Puja, worshipping the cows and feeding the cows. I think everyone will be able to feed, yeah? Everyone will be able to feed. 10:30. The small deities will come out. Oh, I see. Go down from the altar, and the small deities from the altar will come out onto the hill. At 10:40, His Holiness David Rita Maharaj will give a class. At 11:10, there will be Abhishek to Giriraj. At 11:50, will be the Boga offering for Giriraj. 12:15, we'll go on Govardhan Parikrama. We'll go the whole way around Govardhan Hill. We'll visit all the pastime places, at least the main ones. And we'll do it all in about an hour, and by the end, you won't even feel tired. Normally, by the end of Govardhan Parikrama, you're pretty tired, and some don't even make it, actually. But we will do it in 1 hour, and we will feel fine at the end. Then at 1:15 will be the actual Govardhan Puja Arati ceremony with Kirtan, and then the distribution of prasadam from Govardhan Hill. At around 1:45 will be the feast. Oh, and in the evening, what time is it? 7:06? Around 7, we'll be doing Govardhan Puja in Phoenix. So it's a great day to get sick and come to both programs and just have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Because after all, we are all sick of material existence. So, now, I have a few questions. Should I answer the questions? Is Govardhan to be worshipped as a great devotee of the Lord or the Lord himself? Well, generally, he's worshipped as the Lord. And in fact, our worship is going on the altar. He's being worshipped as Krishna. And Govardhan Puja means he is worshipped as Krishna. On a very high, very intimate, and extremely advanced level of pure devotional service, really, then Govardhan could also be worshipped as a devotee of the Lord, because even though he's a Lord, but he's in the mood of a devotee, serving the Lord by providing pastime places, and different ingredients for the pastimes. So he is serving the Lord also. So he can be seen as a devotee of the Lord. And sometimes very advanced devotees, they worship him like that. But for that matter, every form of the Lord, other than Krishna himself, generally is in the mood of being a devotee. Even Balaram used the first expansion. His mood is, I am a devotee of Krishna. So it is not just exclusive to Govinda that he can be seen as a devotee. Although it's very clear with him in certain ways, but it's also very clear with Balaram, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya. So that's the basic idea there. Generally he's worshipped as the Lord. And, you know, unless you're very, very advanced, just worship him as the Lord. And you can appreciate how in terms of Chichibanda and Tapa, simultaneous oneness and difference, you can appreciate how he's also rendering service. But definitely the main focus is that he is the Supreme Lord. How do we celebrate the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada? Well, come on Thursday and find out. We would not want to spoil the fun for you by explaining everything. But the festival on Thursday will also be midday. What time will that be? Also 10:30. So there you go. Basically the same sort of scheduling, at least outline. So come along 10:30 and participate in the festival for the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada. Some people say the perfection of life is success, in which the outcome is happiness and material fulfillment. Is this the perfection of religion or the perfection of life? No. You know, if material fulfillment and getting material things was the perfection of life and the perfection of religion, then Mr. Bill Gates would be the most religious man alive, and he would be the happiest person and most perfect person. But I think we should all know that he is far from that. He's just a fallen conditioned soul who, in his previous life, did some extraordinary pious activities. So this lifetime he's getting extraordinary material benefits for the time being. But it is all limited and it will all run out in due course. But the perfection of life, perfection of religion, is to reawaken our forgotten relationship with God and to re-enter that and actually develop it again and have a direct personal relationship with the Lord. We as humans indulge in karma. Does this also apply to the animals? Well, we are incurring karma by what we do, good or bad. We're creating good or bad reactions for the future. The animals are only receiving. We are also receiving reactions, like Bill Gates is receiving reaction. We're also receiving, but we're also creating. Thank you. The animals are only receiving, they're not creating, because they have no intelligence. They have no intelligence. Therefore, they're not held responsible. At the Council of Vrindavan, here on the expansions of the Council of Goloka, or do they leave Goloka when they appear on Earth? Oh, I see. No, then they remain on Goloka. And they're not exactly expansions, like lesser forms. They are the same beings. They are capable of being in two places at one time. And each manifestation is the same. Not that one is the main one and the other one is secondary. What is their swaroop on Goloka? Means what is their constitutional relationship in the kingdom of God? It is to be cows. Only the gopis can approach Radhakund. So one is about to make a Radhakund. Does that mean one has the swaroop of a gopi? Oh, we have an ambitious person here. Well, you know, your first premise is not entirely accurate, that only the gopis can approach Radhakund. No, certainly devotees can approach Radhakund, but still it is particularly for the conjugal pastimes. But if you're allowed to bathe in Radhakund or take some water on your head is probably better than bathing, then it means, you know what it means? It means that despite your lack of qualification, with all due respect, you have just received some great good fortune which you didn't deserve. So be happy. Just chant Hare Krishna and try and appreciate your good fortune. Someone now wants to know, what is the tattva behind Govardhana being non-different from Krishna? What is the philosophical understanding? The philosophical understanding is that all of Vrindavan is non-different from Krishna. It's not just Govardhana Hill. It's not that the rest of Vrindavan is just some place, but Govardhana Hill is special. It's a form of Krishna. But the rest of Vrindavan areas is not so special. No, it's all not different from Krishna. But Govardhana is special because so many pastimes take place there. What to speak of the lifting, of course that is the ultimate pastime there. But so many other pastimes take place. Pastimes of servitude, parental pastimes, friendly pastimes, pastimes with the cows, conjugal pastimes. They all happen and go downhill from time to time. So therefore, Govardhana Hill is very special. Within Vrindavan, which is all not different from Krishna. And, you know, in that Govardhana Lila, its non-difference from Krishna was specifically recognized and celebrated. Yes. So like this, there's special significance of these terms surrounding Govardhana Lila. So we'll see you tomorrow, 7:30, or latest 10 o'clock. So for the time being, that we can stand up and participate in the outing. Shri Giri Govardhan ki, Shri Govardhan Munya Mahotsav ki.